You have to have a class that then establishes not just winning, but your culture. Jay Billis, Mark Allery, Johnny Dawkins, they got Gene Banks out of Philly. What do you think they meant to then allowing Mike to not only just win, which was obviously critical, but then to then get that word culture in place that he wanted to have?
Well, you know, Kenny Dennard played on Mike's team, and Javinsky did not, but Dennard did, Banks did. Spinarkle and G-Man were both gone. But the willingness to bring them into the fold and to make them feel as though he needed them, even those that didn't play for him, all right, including Jaminski, was important to Mike because he knew he needed as many friends as he could have after the first three seasons. Yeah. And he always asked them back. It was that, you know, that culture. And Mike was adamant about the fact that he wanted staff members, by and large, to be guys that were former players, guys that played for him, stayed within the culture. You know, he only had Pete Gaudette and Mike Bray.
Right.
Were the only two coaches that he had that were not former players for him.
Right.
Everybody else that he had on his staff played for him at some point. And most of them point guards, yeah, or two guards.
Right.
But
yeah.
The reality is that that was the key, I think, when times were really downtrodden. That that he was able to reach out and not alienate some of the veteran players that he inherited. Listen, Dennard was still is one of his most staunch supporters.
Yep.
You know, he would buy 500 tickets for the Duke Carolina game at Duke every year, and it was a good sound business decision for him too. But yeah. Let me say, and I mean this sincerely, Steve, I've been at this for four decades. I started in 1985 in the ACC, and that was also the same year I started at ESPN. But I had been calling college basketball since 1982, so I'm looking at the regional level before I got to the national level, and a lot of that time was spent in the SEC and ACC, and I mean my timing could not have been any better. You had Valvano coming to NC State, you had Mike at Duke, you had Bobby Crimmins at Georgia Tech. In the SEC, you had proud programs beyond just Kentucky. You know, you had Dale Brown at LSU. You had Nolan Richardson coming in, Freddie Sutton at Arkansas. Yeah. I mean, it was just the golden age of college basketball in so many ways was during that period in which I came into as a young broadcaster at 29 years of age. And for those of us that have gotten to know and created a level of trust with these guys, it's the end of an era. I mean, it's a sad day for guys like me that have always dealt with coaches of different ages. But these were guys that were already there, that were just a little bit older than me. Just, not a lot, but a little. Mm-hmm. You know, Mike is 75. I'm 65. This is a time when, especially with college basketball's popularity on the wane, and it has been. Really, for 10 to 15 years. The regular season has been moved to the back pages. It seems that only the tournament is covered, even by those in network television that have so much programming of college basketball, don't talk about it at all during the regular season. It's only like, you know, the 2 weeks before, you know, who's in, who's not in. You know, the only thing you get is bracketology talk, and then the tournament starts. College basketball is in the depths of despair with attention, and the ratings have shown that. The coaches were the ones that were most coveted in terms of the sport's popularity. And as these coaches from this generation leave the game, I wonder now where we're going to go, what we're going to see. And I think a lot of them are leaving the game, not because of their health, but because the damned sport has done so much damage to itself, and it's so hard to manage a program now off the court with the decisions that they are impacted by that they have no control over in the NBA. And with that in mind, you know, Mike was on the receiving end of some good aspects of it. You know, had Jerry Colangelo not reached out to him, you know, after Chuck Daly was coach, and he not have been the Olympic coach, I think that extended Mike's career probably, you know, you can argue 5 to 10 years, certainly helped getting the recruits to win another national championship. But of that group, all the coaches that you've seen say goodbye, I think the mismanagement of college basketball in some strange ways that Billy Packer was talking about before he stepped aside. He saw the problem coming, and a lot of people wouldn't listen. You know, people blame college basketball for one and done. It's not college basketball.
No.
It's the NBA Players Association that forced that on people. And Mike tried his best to get the NCAA to listen. In the mid-90s, he went to meet with the NCAA, and they basically just laughed him out of the room. And his health was impacted by it. He had to take the year away. That was when he had the issues with his back back in 1995. He really wanted to help the game. And then ultimately he just threw his hands up and said, okay, if you can't beat them, join them. I'll start getting one and dones, and I'll coach him up that way. And because he was the USA coach, that helped him tremendously in getting that top-tier talent to sort of steal the thunder from John Calipari in many ways.